The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 9 minutes after 8, Dave White called me up yesterday, sent me a bunch of legal documents that he filed over in the United States District Court in Medford. And it has to do with basically a fight against KRRC, what's been going on with the Klamath Dam removal. And Dave White. Dave, it's great to have you on here this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Dave, your company is salmonprotectiondevice.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that first before we get into this? I just want to make sure people know who you are and what you're all about, please.
Sure, yes. I was lifelong friends with Steve Kramer of Kramer Fish Sciences, and we had talked for the last 15 years about putting salmon protection devices on the fish ladders at Bonneville Dam, okay, which will fix the salmon problem on the Columbia River within about 3 to 5 years.
And that's about stopping the sea lions from munching on the salmon, right? That basic thing, predators.
Yes, uh-huh. So we have a Section 404 permit, and we're getting some CAD drawings for the Corps of Engineers loves this, and the NOAA Fisheries on their website switched from, you know, taking out the dams and things like that to just increasing habitat because they know the sea lions are the number one issue for the decline of the salmon.
Okay, good. So I just want to understand your point of view here, and you live in the Portland area. That's all fine and good. But why did you get involved in the KRRC dam removal project here? Because there was a class action, and you have a motion that's been filed for a temporary injunction restraining KRRC from continuing to remove the dams. And why don't you tell us what you ended up filing yesterday, or actually a few days ago, I guess, and where are you headed on this?
Well, I grew up in the Klamath Basin, hunted and fished there, love that area. And what these guys have done, you know, as a result of taking out these dams, which was absolutely ludicrous, is ruined the environment, completely ruined the environment. The silt beside the river, on both sides of that river, is heavily, like 40 to 200 times over the EPA limit for arsenic and chromium-6. It also has DDT in it. From that silt was behind the dams, and there was a chemistry test from the Department of Interior in 2009 to 2011 where they tested samples from behind each of the dams and also tested fish in the Klamath River that are contaminated with the same thing. So nobody should eat the fish out of the Klamath River.
Okay.
And nobody should go near that river without a gas mask on.
No one should go by the river, in your opinion, without a gas mask? Why?
Because the arsenic and chromium-6 can be airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And these, what we call pseudoscientists at KRRC and RES, have planted grass and shrubs in that silt instead of removing the silt. The grass and shrubs, through their roots, will pull up that arsenic and chromium-6, and any animal eating it is going to die of that poisoning. Like, for example, we picked up a dead beaver, and a bunch of other dead animals that were laying next to the river there and put it in a freezer, and we're going to have it forensically checked to see how it died. Unfortunately, the one that was picked up was very old, and so the forensic veterinarian that we took it to said, well, he couldn't really swear that it didn't just die of old age.
Yeah, sure.
When that happens again, we'll get a younger one and do that, because any animal eating any of that grass or shrubs that were planted in there is going to die.
Hmm.
And the proper solution is to get rid of that silt and process it, which I'm a chemical engineer. I know how to remove arsenic and chromium-6 from that silt, and DDT also.
Yeah. Now, Dave, by the way, Dave White with me, salmonprotectiondevice.com is his website filing this lawsuit. The thing is, though, the original plan for the removal of the dams had the sediment being dredged and trucked away, but it was decided that it was would be way too expensive at that time. Now, Captain William E. Simpson, who I've had on the show several times, a naturalist from Northern California, he talks on these issues a lot too, Dave. And, you know, he agrees that this all should have been done that way in the first place, but everybody signed off on doing it this way. And so where do we go from this point forward, I guess, is what I'm asking. What is your ask then?
Well, it's not true that everybody signed off on this way. What happened is Federal Energy Regulatory Commission cherry-picked their responses. There was tons of testimony at California Water Board, and also 80% of people in the Klamath Basin didn't want the dams removed.
Agreed. But when I say people signed off on it, I'm speaking of authority signed off on it, not the people. I can assure you that. You're right. You know, in that respect, people didn't want that to go this way.
Right. So anyway, for example, in Section E of the 2018 FERC document, it said that KRRC had to perform mitigation for shareholder or stakeholders' concerns of the arsenic and chromium 6 in the silt and things like that that were in items 24 to 30 in that document.
Has that been performed?
The baseline document. But they didn't do any mitigation, clearly. Mitigation would have been dredging behind the dams.
Okay.
They had $500 million. They had plenty of money to dredge behind those dams. It would cost about $30 million each. Then they could have trucked that silt off and had it processed. Of course, these guys are pseudoscientists. They don't know how to do anything. There's testimony at the California Water Board of doctors and professors at university calling them worse than pseudoscientists.
Dave, let me ask you, though, you know, you file this suit. What is the ask of this suit and the injunction? What are you hoping to accomplish with this? Because part of me, I mean, I wish this had been done a few years ago, but part of me is wondering if we're trying to lock the proverbial barn door after the horse has already run out. In this case, the sediment has already run down the river and collecting on the banks and is polluting things up, as you say.
Yes. Well, Dennis Lithicum and Anthony filed a lawsuit against FERC in federal court.
Mm-hmm.
However,
that was dismissed, though, if I recall correctly.
It was dismissed because you can't sue FERC in federal court. It has to be in appeals court. However, for our FERC lawsuit, we're not suing FERC. We're suing the commissioners in their personal capacity as commissioners of FERC.
Oh.
So we can do that and force them to remove KRRC's license for violating their agreement three huge times. One was not doing that mitigation where they killed 2,000 fish and a herd of elk without permits. They should be in jail for 1,000 years is what they should be. And then, so that was not doing the mitigation. A second thing is they uploaded a sham chemistry test. Their chemistry test didn't say, I read it, it didn't say where they got the samples from. We found out that they got the samples up the tributaries running into the Klamath River, and that's why now, on May 2nd, the river's nice and clean, when 4 months ago California Water Board testimony said it was completely polluted 4 months earlier. Yeah. And that was I'm a chemical engineer. I looked at that chemistry test, and it was junk science. The chemistry test by the Department of Interior from 2009 to 2011 was a perfect chemistry test. It's like 2,000 pages. It has details of how they got the samples. They tested the fish. They tested all the silt, everything. I mean, that's a real chemistry test, not the fake one these guys upload. The third thing is, their Section 404 permit, Section 404 of the Clean Water Act, says that you can't let out 1,500 cubic yards of silt from any dam. They've let out at least 5 million metric yards from the Iron Gate Dam that killed everything from the Iron Gate Dam to the coast, all the crab and clams in the estuary or in the bay, and then All the estuaries are filled with silt that's highly contaminated. That's 5 million metric yards, so that's way over 1,500. And through a Freedom of Information Act, I got a document from the Corps of Engineers that told Mark Bransom, that's in the lawsuit, of Klamath River Renewal Corporation, they couldn't remove more than 50, or they couldn't flush more than 1,500 cubic yards out of any dam. But the silt.
How do they get away, or how do they figure they were going to get away with just flushing out all the silt anyway? Because if now I'm just taking your, you know, reading of that, you know, I'm taking your word for it at this point, Dave. But
if you look in the lawsuit, in one of the exhibits, I put that letter in there.
So they were already told that they can't just flush air. They just can't blow everything and flush it all down the river. They're just not allowed to do that.
Right. That was a letter in February of 2022.
And just to be clear,
they even started taking these out. That was directed to Mark Bransom.
All right. Now, was there perhaps a permit granted or a variance of some sort that we are unaware of? Have you looked into that? Just want to be sure.
There is no variance for that. No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Section 404 of the Clean Water Act of 1973.
All right. Dave, what then is the ask? What are you asking the courts to do? And you want people to actually sign on to your suit or help sign on. So what is the ask, first off?
You can go to the Klamath page on Salmon Protection Device, sign up for our class action lawsuits.
Okay.
There. We also have a class action lawsuit against Pacific Power. They lied to the federal government in 2005. The FERC said, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, told them they had to put fish ladders on those four dams in 2005. And in 2005, they lied to the federal government and said, it'll cost $250 million to put fish ladders on those dams. Well, there's two problems with that. One thing is that with FERC, Pacific Power could write something off over 10 years. So that'd be $25 million a year. They're making $37 million a year in profit from selling those power.
From the electricity,
They could have easily afforded it. However, the other issue is government accounting office says the average cost of a fish ladder installation at any dam is $6.3 million. All they had to do is look it up. I looked it up. So that lawsuit is ready to go. People can sign up for it. They have to be from the Klamath Basin, which is all Pacific Power.
Now, do you have to be from the Klamath Basin to sign up for the other suit that you're hoping to file against KRRC and FERC?
Yes, you have to be, as a class action member, you have to be somewhere between Klamath Falls and Yreka or downstream of the where the sediment is affecting your farm or whatever.
All right. What is the ask, though? Because now I'm a little concerned when you say you're trying to sue the FERC commissioners for their, outside of FERC. That sounds to me like you're trying to pierce the sovereign immunity is what you're trying to do with that, right?
Yeah, that one is for $10 million against the commissioners at FERC, and they'll have to look at what these guys have done, finally, and look at how they violated that document. And we're asking them to have a hearing, which we've already asked for, and remove their license while we have a hearing, until we have a hearing. We don't care if we have a hearing next year.
So your ask, in other words, is just to shut down any further dam removal at this point. Nothing else gets done? Stopped cold?
Yeah, well, they need to transfer all their money. They probably have around $140 million left to us. We'll go down and take it over. We'll fix up the two remaining dams, put fish ladders in them, and then we'll take all that silt, take it away, and get it processed, remove the arsenic and the chromium-6 and everything else in it, and then that will fix everything, and we'll have power again. We'll also have water for these arson fires and all this other forest fire stuff.
All right. Now, Dave, this sounds really interesting. Hang on just a moment. I think people wanted to, if you can hang on a couple of minutes for another segment, I think people want to ask you a few questions about that. And we'll be right back with Dave White, salmonprotectiondevice.com. Lawsuit has been filed. And in the preliminary injunction, they're looking for all sorts of things to kind of stop KRRC, what's left of KRRC's actions in its tracks. And we'll be right back with him. 770-5633 if you have a question for him.
Are you looking to stay active, healthy, and connected? Join Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place for a summer of health and wellness as they open their fitness classes to the local community. Every Monday at 11 a.m. through August, come participate in dynamic, energetic sessions with their residents. Classes focus on strength and balance to help prevent falls, improve mobility, and maintain independence. Best of all, exercises are tailored to each participant's comfort and ability. Visit prestigecare.com/arborplace to learn more.
Joel here from Butler Ford and Truck Center, and hey, I know I get excited in these ads and I start talking loud and fast, but hey, that's because I genuinely love Ford trucks and SUV. I own Fords. My family and friends drive Fords. I've been selling Fords at Butler for over 21 years to happy customers like you who've made Butler Ford the highest Google-rated Ford store in Oregon. So when I see a good deal on a Ford F-150 Super Duty or SUV, I get excited to tell you about it. And right now, I'm excited that you can pay only $399 a month to lease a Ford F-150 4x4. Pay $399 a month, drive it for 3 years, then come back and get a new one. I also want you to know that interest rates on the new Ford Escape are down to 2.9% for 75 months. 2.9 for 75 months? So yes, I get excited about saving our customers money on a new Ford. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where we got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, and your savings.
36-month lease to qualifying trading customers with $63.58 due assigning, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on stock number 59693 and selling price of $52,905 after all rebates and discounts. 75 monthly payments of $14.59 per thousand financed. All financing on approved credit through Ford Credit. See dealer for more details.
Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I switched my home and auto insurance to Sky Park Insurance, an independent insurance agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, and Foremost, just to name a few. Steve provided better coverage, including earthquake, and still saved me money. Whether it's home, auto, investment properties, boats, RVs, life, or umbrella, call Steve for a quote. 541-261-5444. That's 261-5444. Or visit skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
The Bill Meyer Show is on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
27 after 8. We're back with Dave White, salmonprotectiondevice.com. Lawsuit's flying here, trying to get something going about the KRRC and the Klamath Dam removal. Let me go to Darren. Darren, you're on with Dave White. Do you have a question for him about these lawsuits? Go ahead.
Good morning. God bless you, Dave. Bill, you and I go way back. You remember Gary Lake coming on talking about the dredging they were going to stop for personal dredging, and why? Because eventually they would flood the rivers with sediment, and then somebody commercially would have to come in and dredge all that toxic goo away, and in doing so would also collect probably thousands of tons of gold. So that was one little skew off the.
Yeah, I do recall Gary Lake having mentioned that a while back. Yeah.
So then beyond that, I was on with Gary talking to you about Pacific Power and the, you know, illegal extortion of funds to remove these dams for all these years. So that goes into the whole mix with Pacific Power and their background. The Gary clearly pointed out the amount of sludge behind that dam that would have to be removed. We talked about this. This is so infuriating, the fact that they let it happen.
Yeah, and did you have a question there? And Dave, did you want to weigh in on what Darren was talking about there? Here, go ahead.
But no, but well, also...
Go ahead, Dave. Okay, yeah. No, what he's saying is 150% correct. And I have also on that page, I have this memorandum of points that I uploaded to FERC of Thursday, January 26, 2017, at the Best Western Miners Inn in Yreka, California. testimony like this guy, John Menke. I'm a retired professor of agronomy and range science and forestry at Berkeley for 25 years with the university and training, and I became a professor. And he said, I'm appalled at all the idiots that think they know something, and had standing ovation. I took all the soils and water science, all the animal science, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. He goes on to say, but he calls these guys, called the FERC assessment, and they're an absolute joke. And he said they call that semi-science. Actually, I call it junk science. But you can read that on the Klamath page. I put that document there.
Yeah, and by the way, that's over on salmonprotectiondevice.com. All right, I guess...
We had a town hall with you, Bill. You hosted at the Medford Library and talked about this. Siskiyou County Sheriff came up and disputed and said, this is truth. We don't want this. In the diaries of the 1849-1850 prospectors, their diaries talked about a dead river. It's a reverse watershed. It did not have great salmon spawning capability.
And they were making it sound as if it was the dam and, you know, the whole
the
project.
Dam that ruined it.
Yeah, exactly. Darren, I appreciate the call there. Thanks for checking in. I guess the point is, Dave, you're looking for people to sign up on this lawsuit there. Before I do that, though, and go to some more calls, do you have any legal help involved in this? Because I've noticed that you filed pro se, and I get concerned when you're trying to do such a big ask and a big deal by yourself. I mean, the documents look okay. I'm not, you know, questioning anything about that.
Yeah, we have a retired federal attorney who knows the federal law and case law like the back of his hand. On our team, we also have a journalist who helps. I write these, and he puts in the law, and then Dennis, our journalist, goes through it and makes the words perfect.
Okay. The ask, though, once again, you want to have an injunction. What would the result be if you get your – I just want to make sure I understand what you're asking for, because there's been a lot of money and a lot of inertia and, frankly, in my opinion, a lot of corruption behind the scenes that has allowed – the Klamath Dam removal to get to the point where we're just destroying this infrastructure. What could be fixed at this point, I guess, in time? So I guess if I recall correctly, you're saying the two remaining dams would be left alone and you would get fish ladders on it. But what about all of the nasty sediment and everything that's been flushed down so far? What would happen? What do you want?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to take equipment and clean up all that silt from the both sides of the river, you know, from the Iron Gate Dam upstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's that part, and move it to some place where we can process it and get rid of the arsenic.
Could you just bury it safely, which was the original plan?
No. We would set up a process where we could remove that arsenic and chromium 6 in it, and then people could use it for their gardens. We could put it back up in the mountains, on the roads, or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Let me grab another call or two here on this one, Dave. Thanks for taking the time. Let me go to, we got Brad Bennington. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Yeah. Bill, hey, so calling today is Brad Bennington, nothing to do with the Builders Association. Dave, God bless you. And I are from the same neck of the woods. I'm a Klamath guy. I'm actually half Liskey. Does a Liskey name ring a bell with you?
Not really, but it was a long time ago when I lived down around there.
Okay, all right.
So the Iron Gate Dam was built on property, part of which was purchased from my grandmother. My mom, my mom was 39 years old when they brought that dam on in 1964. She's 99 now. She remembers fishing on that river as a little girl, and in the summertime, like now, when you'd have a warm summer, there would be thousands and thousands of dead fish along the side of the river. Why? Because the water got too hot. In addition to all the chemical damage, which is what you're talking about, the heat, the temperature of that water without the dams to have stored water for temperature control, it gets so hot the fish can't live in it. There's a gal named Linda Leach who's keeping track of the temperature. She's posting on the Klamath River and dam removals on August 11th, the 24th, just a few days ago at 5:30 p.m., she recorded a temperature in the river of 75.3 degrees.
Wow.
75.3 degrees, 5:30. So in addition to all the chemical damage, which you're talking about, what you're really exposing, Dave, is what you said earlier. These KRCC people have no idea on God's green earth what they were doing. It's all built on junk science. This whole thing was an absolute scam from beginning to end.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Brad. Let me go to line three or line four. Hi, you're on with Dave White. Good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Kevin from Rogue Rivers.
Yeah, Kevin, did you have a question for Dave White from Salmon Protection Device on the lawsuits or something else?
Yeah,
go ahead.
If you go and you sue the fund and take all the money, what happens when everything I've been hearing says the fund can't even touch fixing everything?
Okay, could you repeat that, Kevin? Your phone's a little scratchy. Try one more time on that.
If you take all the money from the fund, if you win your lawsuit,
yeah,
and the fund money is not enough to clean up, which is what I've been hearing all this time, the fund money won't even touch it. So what happens next? Is that just leave KRRC in the clear?
Good question, Kevin. Yes. Thanks for making it, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, the money will probably not be enough. However, I've already asked the Environmental Protection Agency, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, to make everything downstream of the Iron Gate Dam a Superfund site. So they do that because, you know, that 5 million metric yards that's in estuaries and in the bends of the river, anytime water slows down, it's going to drop out. That needs to be taken care of by the EPA. And I have a friend that's high up in the EPA that, you know, it's the federal government. It moves slowly, but hopefully within the next few months, they will declare that a Superfund site. So then the money we get from these guys, assuming they don't hide it or anything like that, but we're asking for their bank account statements and things like that over the last couple of years is what we'll ask for in discovery.
Yeah, I was always concerned that the big problem that we had here is that KRRC only has the assets that Pacific Power or Pacific Corp ended up transferring to it. I think it was $450 million that had been gathered.
Not how the money came about. The money came about from Oregon and California provided a fund that was taxed to the people. I don't remember the exact details of it, but it was taxed to the people of the state.
That
fund then was $480 some million.
Yeah, well, that was from the ratepayers. We were paying for that for years.
From the ratepayers, that's right. Yeah, I remember now. I looked it up one time, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let me go. We'll grab a couple more calls, and then we'll just tell people where they can go to find out more, and we'll just stay in touch with you here, Dave. Good morning. You're on with Dave White. Who's this?
Good morning. This is David in Phoenix.
Yes,
Thank
David.
You guys. Conspiracy. I heard that when the farmers and the people in Klamath, in Oregon, went ahead and signed off, some of them signed off on this, they were supposed to get 460,000 acre feet of water. And now when I went to a political thing, a guy over there was running for some position. He didn't get it, I don't think. Anyways, they're only going to get 220,000 acres. And he was upset. He made a deal with him, and he was upset. I think that they're trying to get the farmers. I don't think this is about salmon. I think this is, we went back to the Buck Brigade, A Canal over there, and I think they're trying to get the farmers and rewild that area back to high desert and get the people off the land and get the farmers and get the people out of there. So do you have any information, or do you have any feelings on that?
All right, David from Phoenix, I appreciate the call. I don't know if you can speak to that or not, Dave White, but what do you think had to say?
Yes, first of all, these environmentalists just believe nonsense. You know, they believe that we need to take out the dams and do that, when actually, if you look in the lawsuits, the Northwest Grid is negative 927 megawatts this year. We're going to have rolling blackouts this year because of EVs. So this is about keeping those dams. The proper solution for all the Western Oregon dams is to dredge behind them, like, for example, Green Peter Reservoir and these other reservoirs in the northern, in the Willamette Valley up here. The proper solution is to dredge behind those dams and then get the fish ladders working. Green Peter Reservoir is, the silt is at 770 feet. The incoming fish ladder is at, on the upstream side, is at 525 feet. They haven't used that fish ladder since 1989. But in terms of the fields and things like that down there, there's no way that now that we've we're taking out these dams, there's no way any acre feet of water is going to be provided to any of those farmers because you don't have the storage of that water.
There's no way to impound it. No way to impound, right? No, you can't impound it and have the beneficial use. Okay.
Right. That's why they cut that in half. And I'll tell you the truth. They're going to cut it in fourths. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, we don't have that much. We can only give you this 10% of what we originally. That's what they're going to do. They're going, well, you know, now that the dams are gone, I mean, that river, I was 5 years old when they put in that Iron Gate Dam. But I remember what it looked like before. It's not that big of a, it's not like the Columbia or something. You know, it's a decent-sized river, and the snow melt that melts in the spring is what comes down through there, and those dams are really good for flood control, which now we're not going to have any flood control either. And that huge flood that happened in 1964, which the dam was just finishing being built, they were probably training the operators of it at that time, that didn't mitigate that flood because of, you know, the dam just being built and training going on and things like that. But still, that flood happened, and that's what's going to happen every year you take out the rest of these dams.
Dave, I'll tell you what. Great talk. We'll have you back. I want to keep you in the keep me in the room on this situation. What I'm going to do right now is just direct people to your website, and it is salmonprotectiondevice.com. And there is a couple of lawsuit tabs up there. And just to remind people, if you want to join, you're trying to get the paperwork has already been filed, but you're trying to get people involved in this class action, people who have been harmed out of this. So people who have either lived downstream of the where the effluent, you know, coming out of the dam removal process came, people who have lived around where these dams have been removed. In other words, Klamath Basin, Northern California people that are directly impacted, right? That's what you're looking for, people to sign up?
Also, especially for those who had lakefront property, like in the top, I think it's the Topco Reservoir.
Mm-hmm. Topco, yeah.
Another one that now they don't have, or the Copco, yeah. Anyway, they don't have lakefront property anymore. When they sign up for the Pacific Corps lawsuit, tell us how much your property value has decreased, because we're going to get you back. That's what we're going to add up of people who sign up for that and add that up and add it to the ask.
Yeah, because the mitigation, which has been coming from KRRC, has been minimal. It's been really, really poor.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, they didn't, you know, that's another thing. They lied to FERC in their filing. I get all their filings, and they lied to FERC about doing mitigation. They didn't, or they did the wrong mitigation, or they didn't do any.
Hmm. All right. Dave, I appreciate you having joined me this morning, and I thought this was just kind of all dead and done and gone, but I guess nothing changes until somebody files a lawsuit, huh? Is that kind of what's going on here?
Yeah. So hopefully the federal judge in Medford signs our injunction this week or very soon. So if anybody knows the federal judge in Medford, ask them to look at it carefully and to sign it and issue it, because in it is a sign in English and Spanish to be put every quarter mile on both sides of the river down to the coast. Nobody should come there without a gas mask on, and nobody should eat the fish.
Hmm. Interesting.
They're all contaminated.
All right. Dave White, the website is salmonprotectiondevice.com, and you'll look there at the very top of it. You'll see a tab for Klamath River Dams, also the Klamath River Renewal / FERC lawsuits. All right. And we appreciate you having coming on. Thanks again, Dave.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, you too. Interesting. 844. How do you like them apples, huh? This is the Bill Myers Show. American Rancher Garage,
United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A Jackson County traffic stop resulted in the seizure of 60 pounds of fentanyl pills. OSP pulled over a semi for a violation on I-5 in Jackson County. During a search of the cab, the trooper discovered 2 5-gallon buckets filled with blue pills, totaling 276,000 tablets. Two men, both from Mexico, were arrested on charges of possession and delivery of fentanyl. Oregon's unemployment insurance and paid leave Oregon customer service programs are reducing delays, but still many people are waiting for hours on hold. The legislature approved more staff who are finally taking calls. The problems have been going on for months. This week, construction crews began demolishing the Pomeroy Dam, an irrigation dam on the Illinois west of Cave Junction. It's the latest in a growing list of dams, more than 20 that have been removed from the region since 2004. A dozen more have been approved for fish passage. A number of locals protested the removal that was mandated after a lawsuit by environmentalist Bill Lennon, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay his sentencing until after the November presidential election. The two vice presidential hopefuls have agreed to debate each other. It will take place October 1st, hosted by CBS. Americans in more of a buying mood last month. Retail spending was up by the most in 18 months. Wall Street is pleased. The benchmarks have been sharply higher this morning. Could be a rough weekend weather-wise on Bermuda as Hurricane Ernesto approaches. Ernesto is not expected to menace the east coast of the U.S. Number of Americans applying for unemployment fell last week, dropping by 7,000 from the week before to 227,000. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 439 points, or a gain of over 1%. The NASDAQ, 335 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Spectrum delivers with fast and reliable internet. And with Spectrum One, you get even more. Spectrum internet, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and one Spectrum Mobile unlimited line, both free for 12 months. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile. Get it all together with Spectrum One. Starting at just $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740-3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9224.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Interesting conversation with Dave White. I'm trying not to get my hopes up too much on something like that. Maybe they've got the right idea. Just suing after the fact with all the pollution flushed down there. You think they might have a good point there, getting a lawsuit rolling? We could talk. 770-5633. Anything else on your mind? We have a few minutes left on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Go to line one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello, good morning. You've been on hold. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, hey. Well, I was a teenager in the late 50s, early 60s, and spent a lot of time down at the mouth of the Applegate. And that thing in the summer, especially in August, would dry up between pools.
Yeah.
And there'd be pools of water, but in the late afternoon, it would quit running, maybe run a little bit.
Yeah, and that changed once the Applegate Dam went in, right? Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
So, I know what happens to rivers that, and ever since the dam, I mean, we have a good flow down through the Applegate, and the floods have been mitigated to some extent. And anyway, it's just a much better river with that dam up there where they can let that cool water out all summer.
Yeah, and I would argue that the same with the Klamath, which is why this is a tragedy that has been forced upon people. I guess some people fighting back, though. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
Hi. It's Francine again.
Oh, hi, Francine.
listen, I was thinking while you guys were talking, with Dave,
mm-hmm.
I started thinking about the reason that they want that land so bad, and it's not just to get rid of the farmers for the sake of getting rid of the farmers. I believe it has a lot to do with the minerals and other things that are in the ground there. I remember during the Malheur standoff that there was some talk about uranium and so forth in the ground in eastern Oregon. And I started doing some research before I was going to call here. And I got up to something about uranium in Harney County, which is in southeastern Oregon somewhere. And everything crashed. And so I don't have the details, but I think that could have something to do with this with them trying to get everyone out of the area, trying to destroy everyone's existence.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. And so the people who you think are really against the people living there are not really the people who are against the people living there. There's another in other words, ulterior motives there. It's always about the money, though. Thanks for that, Francine. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome. Yeah, hi, who is this? Okay, I think I'll put you on hold. We'll see if we can clear you again. Good morning. This is Bill. Who's this?
Bill, it's Herman.
Hi, Herman. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just want to take a little bit of time, do a little bit of backdrop. This was a very interesting conversation. Always remember that our good old state senator, Jason Atkinson, was the deciding factor on tack of putting that tax on everyone's utility bills.
Yeah.
And that's the money they're using to take out the dam. Now, ironically, I find it interesting at listening to Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's group, at their stockholders meeting, bragging that they have $189 billion in cash sitting because they believe the stock market is going to devalue and then they're going to buy in. So they have all this. They're sitting on $189 billion, and where are they getting the money to take out the dam? From us.
And yet it was their liability, right?
It was their liability. Go figure, huh?
Huh. Good to hear from you again, by the way. You know, a lot of people, including Noah Robinson, were asking if there's any way that the Pomeroy deconstruction could be voided or stopped in something like this. I don't know about that because this is a private negotiation rather than a public thing. I don't know if you've been any thought.
No, as we're speaking, the excavators are in the river taking it out. So there was no way to avoid it. What the landowner was up against was a huge lawsuit. The people, Water Watch, they get grants from the state of Oregon, and they use that money to sue private landowners to for these types of activities. So that they were stuck. There's no way they had the they wanted to put up enough money, and you got the coho endangered species, the coho through the Endangered Species Act is what they sue them under. So the private landowner is screwed, and unfortunately, this is the system. But I have to remind people, Bill, this is the system they voted for.
Yeah, indeed. So, good hearing from you, and we'll certainly have you back on Tuesday morning, as always, okay?
I'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right. Thanks again. We'll catch up. 770-5633. I'll grab a couple more, and then we're going to have to probably end the calls for this time because I have a bunch of emails I got to touch in, too, also. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning. Super Dave at the base of Bird Blender Kill in Iona, Idaho.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? What are you thinking this morning about what you're hearing?
I'm doing just dandy. So, real quick, John West. I met him up at Onion Creek Lookout when the Taylor Creek fire started. He had a dozer up there, and he was ready to go 6 hours before the Forest Service got up there to even start working on it. I'm in the West camp all the way, even though I can't vote now that I'm out of state. So that being said, there you go. He's a go-getter. Don't be afraid of go-getters. They're there to help you. If he can make money, he can save you money. And now his job is in the government. That's a plus. That's a win.
You know, Dave, I'll take that to the bank, and I appreciate your call. Let me grab one more. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Okay, still not able to hear you. I'm really sorry. Got a bad cell phone connection. I think that was Joel. Joel, sorry, we're going to have to find a better way to get you in here, okay? It's 8:56 and change, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford. 99.3 KBXG Grants Pass is where you are on the Bill Myers Show.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton wood grain finish collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations, too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9224.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. for a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
Hi, I'm Steven with Steven Westfall Roofing, Inc., and I'm on KMED.
Shave before 9 o'clock. Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. It's just next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant at Central Point. And they take pride. They can do same-day crowns now because they have a local lab. It's right there inside the dental office. It's great stuff. Great quality, too. Many crowns made in foreign countries and can be suspect. What goes in your mouth permanently, you should have the most utmost confidence in that. Go to CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com, okay, and find out more. A lot of people writing me this morning. Granny saying about the dam, wow, I got goosebumps. Is there really a chance that people can fight back and possibly win? It's possible. Anything is possible. It's a big ask that they're doing. Dave White over at SalmonProtectionDevice.com, and they filed the paperwork this week. In fact, I think it was just on the 9th or the 10th that they ended up filing that. Hey, at least someone's trying something, all right? And I hope that he is successful. It may not be successful in everything, even on some of that. Eric writes me, Bill, who do I need to contact to let them know I'm not happy about this drug trafficking, them releasing the criminals that had the 5-gallon buckets of fentanyl pills? I called the Jackson County District Attorney and the Jackson County District Court, and they're just pointing fingers at each other. It's interesting. Now, I emailed Patrick Green, the soon-to-be district attorney, to ask for some clarification. I haven't heard anything back on this one yet. I just don't know. It's just bizarre. Bob Hayworth writes in on a fentanyl bust conspiracy theory. The bust cost the cartel millions, so we send the mules back to Mexico and let the cartel punish them, death, and that saves us the expense of incarceration in our too small jail. Did we put a tracking device on them? Okay, I'm probably giving away our woke assistant DA too much credit. More likely, he just felt sorry for them. I just don't know. Jan Dunlap says on the drug busts, you know, they're usually prosecuted by feds, not the locals. That may be true, Jan, but he was definitely booked into Jackson County Jail, and it was the Jackson County Circuit Court that was doing this, all right? So I don't have answers. I still have more questions than answers at this point. And let's see, Patrick ends up writing this morning, Bill, maybe we've been looking at this the wrong way around instead of referring to this as foreign nationals smuggling illegal drugs. Perhaps it would be more effective to refer to this as practicing medicine without a license. If this was prosecuted under the medical malpractice laws, perhaps they would actually put and keep these smugglers in prison. And And Francine says, Bill, remember a few years back, the judge who had an illegal in her court and ICE in waiting. Oh, that's right. We talked about that, Francine. I appreciate that one. And let's see. Careful, Bill, when you were talking to the caller about the drug busts, you did an awesome impression of Dawdling Joe. Come on, man. It was perfect. Kevin in Rogue Riverage. I appreciate your writing. Betty Martin says, Bill, you're missing the point. The two bad guys will come back to Josephine and Jackson County soon, just as soon as they get a new rig and a new load of drugs. They're on their way, and I hope they don't get caught again. Same thing applies when they bust the pot farms. Interesting. Betty, I appreciate you emailing bill@billmeyershow.com. We'll talk more tomorrow.
This summer has been hot. Have you enjoyed time outside? Have you noticed your patio or pathways needing attention? Terra from